Konnichiwa. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of
Gaishike Urowaza Eigo. Yeah, yeah.
My name is BJ Fox, and this is
Ishii Terumi desu. Yoroshiku onegai itashimasu.
How are you, Terumi?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Great.
I'm great because...
Because you had a wedding party.
Yeah, okay, I had a wedding party. Yeah, I got married.
Why do you look sad? Oh, you don't want to talk about your wedding party.
楽しかったけどね。
楽しかったよね。I had fun too.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Do you know what was funny about my wedding party is that I asked producer Ruben to sing a song.
Okay, but I didn't hear his song.
Yeah, my yome said no.
なんでよ、なんで嫁のって言ったの。
But no, actually, the real reason I'm happy、mm-hmm. is because since we've started this podcast,、mm-hmm. we've received lots of emails from listeners.
Wow.
To our, what I like to call our 外資系相談窓口。
外資系相談窓口としていっぱいメールを受け取っておりまして。
Yeah.
嬉しいですよね。
Happy. It's nice to know that we're helping people. It's nice to know when people tell us that the Urowaza has worked. And we've also got a number of 相談 about could we do an episode about what's happening to me?
ああ、Urowaza 役に立ったよっていう話だけじゃなくて、もうこんなエピソードの案まで来ているということでいいですか?
I've got this situation. Urowaza, 教えてください。
Wow! They gave us a situation.
Yeah.
We're going to give them the answer.
We're going to try to help.
Try. Okay, let's try.
We're going to start with an email we received from a listener.Called Michael.
リスナーのマイコさんからいただいたお便りを読ませていただきます。 I, as a sales staff, have a French IT manager that I often work with for some IT project. Basically, I need his technical advice to make a proposal to client. However, he is super selective when it comes to replying to emails.I get his reply only once out of 5 times in average. Are there any effective way to get his reply? Currently, I work for Osaka office and he does in Tokyo. This is hard.
Yeah. So basically, she's hit a bottleneck.
Yeah, 社内のこんなところでボトルネックにぶち当たっております。
So today's episode is all about how to get a reply.From a colleague. Okay, that was a great email we received from Michael. And she's talking about an internal bottleneck.
社内でのボトルネックですね。
And I think that's a good word, but be careful in English Japanese because I think in Japanese bottleneck is often.Translated as neck.
Ah, neck になってるって言いますよ。あれ、neck って首ですよね。
But I think, but also the top of a bottle.
You know, neck, 狭くなってるから。
Yeah, so like it's where the water, the fast flowing water has to slow down.
Neck になっててって。So you don't say that in English.
No, we say bottleneck.
Bottleneck. そうなんだ。
So in this case, Michael's workflow flowing fast, and then it gets this one point.
うわ狭くなってる。
And it stops.
はい。返信が来ない。
So, bottleneck means neck. And another thing, and this, I really enjoyed this phrase from Michael's email, super selective.
Super selective. That's, I think, is a nice way to describe. Because maybe her boss is just lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah.
返事がない。
そう、悪者にだってできるのに、super selective っていう。
I think in Japanese you say, 既読する。
既読するってことですね。LINE だったらそうだし、全然返信してこないよ。
But when you say super selective, it sounds, oh, that's a positive spin. That's a positive spin.
Oh, positive spinning here.
So you can tell that Michael is a 外資系 veteran.
外資系ベテランさんでいらっしゃると。ほう。あ、なるほどね。ちゃんとどんなシチュエーションも悪く言わずに、yeah. super selective っていうポジティブな表現を使ったから素晴らしいですね、マイコさん。
It's like apparently you're very super selective when it comes to choosing boyfriends.
No.
No.
That's my... なんでか私そんなことないんですけど、なんか picky?
Picky.
Yeah, you say that in English?
Picky, yes.
Picky. なんかもう日本語では picky とか言うんですけど、picky とか理想が高いとか。Super selective, そうね。理想が高い。But でも no, no, no. The super selective in this case isn't,
I know.
ハードルが高いわけじゃないですよね。このボスは、 good quality のイメールだけを選んで返してるわけではないですよね。
Yeah, but when I hear about single, my single female friends being super selective, I just hear, ah, 独身。
話が戻った。
Sorry.
And I am 独身, so maybe I'm like her boss.
But positive spin, but there is a big issue because Michael needs her IT manager's help.
うん、ここではマイコさんは必ず IT マネージャーのインプットが必要ですからね、先に仕事を進められません。どうしたらいいんだ
？Yeah, it's hard actually because it's similar to our, do you remember our 少年 episode gaining approval?
Gaining approval, そうですね。似てるけれども、this is I think more like not serious, but we, I think she needs concrete input.
Yeah.
Whereas gaining approval.It's just about making the person say yes.
Yes. But here, so in gaining approval, you want the person to say yes, and then you can continue.
そうね。Yes だけ言ってもらえれば OK。
But here, she actually needs their expertise, or 何かをやってもらわないと。
じゃあ、本当に具体的な専門知識だとか、もっと具体的な何かのインプットが欲しいっていう時だから、こっちの方がもしかしたら厄介かもわかりません。
So what should she do?
Why doesn't she just tell his boss that he's not doing his job properly?
Like, why doesn't she escalate it to his boss?
Escalate?
Escalate it.
Chikuru ってescalate っていうの?
I don't know if you say chikuru, but...
Chikuru, 報告する, report.
報告する, yeah, report it.
Escalate it っていうんだ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it up the chain.
ああ、そういうことをエスカレートって言うんですね。
But the problem is,、mm-hmm. I assume Michael needs a long-term relationship with the IT manager.
そうですね。
So actually, what I think in these situations,、mm-hmm. maybe it's always good to keep the boss on CC.
ああ、その IT manager のボスを always put in CC、いつもする。
Yeah, and that's right from the beginning.
あ、最初からか。途中で入れたり外したりしないってことですよね。Yeah, so, keep him involved.
Yeah.
そうかそうか、途中で入れたらなんか感じ悪いから。
Yeah.
入れるんだったら最初から。
But maybe that's not the situation here. So my second reaction...
そうね、マユコさんも指示してたかもしれないので、次のリアクションは
One of our pieces of advice on the approval episode、mm-hmm. was to just do it anyway.
Do it anyway ってことは、もうインプットがなくても、もうやってしまって、プロポーザルもクライアントに渡してしまっていい、yeah. ということ?
Yeah, but that worked for the approval episode, but this time Michael needs his expertise.
そうですよね。マネージャーの専門的なインプットが必要な時。だから事前に言っとけばいいんじゃないですか? Unless I hear, I will go ahead.
Yeah, but then that, I think you need his help this time.
そっか。アプルーバルじゃないのか。本当にインプットが必要なんですもんね。
And then the final issue、うん、that Michael-san has、うん、is they're not in the same office.
それですよ。
Because sometimes, you know, when you're in the same office and someone's not replying,、uh-huh. you can just swing by their desk.
もう直接デスクに行って続くことができますけれども、これだけだって大阪と東京で離れてたらそれもできないんですよね。うん、なかなか difficult situation.
I like that phrase, swing by hit their desk.
Swing out sisters?
Swing out sisters, not swing.
Swing by desk.
Yeah.
どういうことですか?
It means going to their desk.
Mm, drop by とは違う。
No, it means drop by.
Drop by. Swing by.
Yeah, swing by. It just sounds very casual. So this is hard because I think sometimes when the bottleneck is in a different team, mm-hmm. it's very difficult because their job is not your job. Their KPIs...are not your KPIs.
Wow, so it's not their business.
Yeah, like for Michael, probably getting a new sale or keeping her customer happy、mm-hmm. is very important. But for the IT manager, maybe it doesn't matter.
IT manager の成果には繋がらないんだ。
So,
それは he's not motivated. He has no reason to reply、yeah. to every emails.
So let's look at some of the tactics that、mm. Michael could use.
So hard. Buddha was an ego. I need a noodle was a So, could I ask you, BJ, tell me your recommendations.
Well, I think long term, Michael needs to engage this French IT manager into the process more.
IT manager, France's IT manager, もっとプロセスに巻き込まなければいけません。
To make him feel more motivated and develop their relationship together.
だから彼にもモチベーションをもっと持ってもらって、一緒にプロジェクトを推し進めていこうという気持ちを持ってもらいたい。
So, maybe on the next business trip to the Tokyo office, buy him a nice omiyage.
あ、なるほど。じゃあ大阪の有名な蓬莱軒の豚まんをお土産で買っていくとかっていうのも一つの手かもしれないけど、I thought that's a very like Japanese way.Isn't it?
It is a little bit Japanese, but I think building that relationship, building that working relationship is really important. Maybe if it was in a foreign... Maybe I might even say take him out for drinks.
一緒に飲みに行くとか、まあ、そうやってもう人と人としての関係をまあ密にしていくっていうことも外資系だけども I thought it's very like Japanese way.
No,
but still,
I think
it
works. It's very important. So you stop being, oh, that's the person who's sending me the email. Just an email address, and you become a real human being, a friend with someone with relationship. And then also to engage them into the process, make sure that when he does reply, you tell him how important that was.
そうですね。もうメールをもらったし、そばからもうどれだけ助かったか、どれだけ重要だったかということを伝える。
So you got the mail, you got the expertise, because of your help, I made the sale.
あなたのインプットのおかげで売り上げが立ちましたとかそういうポジティブな報告をどんどんして、まあ、人間関係をどんどん密にしていくっていうことが大事なんですね。
Yeah, I think 人間関係 and also get him more engaged in the entire process when he realizes what he does is important.
人間関係もどんどんクロースにしていくし、まあ、彼のおかげで仕事でこれだけ役に立ったということをちゃんと伝えてモリベイテッドしてもらう。
But that's a long term
ロングタームですね。時間かかりそうですよ。
So short term, what can they do?
お、ショートタームのタクティックもあるんですか ?BJ, tell me.
So I think the first thing is, well, okay, what she's doing now is clearly not working.
まあ彼女が今やってる状態頑張ってらっしゃるでしょうけども、ちょっとうまくいってないところがありますね。
Like five emails, one reply.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
5通中1通しか返ってこないっていうのはね、私だったらもう腹が立ってしょうがないですよ。
So I think there's two tactics. So the first thing I would do is perhaps try changing the style of the email.
イメールのスタイルをどうやって変えるの?
Well, for example, I don't know what type of email she's writing, but if she's asking, I need your help, I need your advice, maybe that feels like, that's a lot of work.
そうね、うわ大変だ、まあ、なんか返信するならちゃんとやんなきゃみたい な, なんかプレッシャーもあるのかもしれないですね。
So instead of having an open question, like what should I do?
ああ、オープンクエスチョンではなく、
Turn it into a closed question.
クローズドクエスチョンにしましょう。What とか、ぼやっとした質問じゃなく、A か B かみたいな。
Yeah. For example, do some of the work first.
まあ、仕事の一部は最初にやってしまいます。
So, I'm not, Michael isn't an expert, a technical expert, but maybe use some of the advice that she's received before from the French IT manager and do some of the planning herself.
まあ、マイコさんもね、相当詳しいでしょうから、今までの知見を使って、まあ、仕事の一部はすでに済ませておきましょうと。
Yeah. And then show that work to the IT manager in a closed question and along the lines of,This is what I'm planning to show the client. Does it look correct?
Whoa! 自分がもうプロジェクトほぼできるところまでやっといて、これをクライアントに見せようと思うけれども、合ってますか ？Yes or no? If not, give me advice. という方法にして相手に投げた方が相手は答えやすいってやつですね。
Yeah. And it works for two ways. Firstly, like you said, it doesn't look as difficult.
そうなんかねゼロから何かをあの与えるよりもすでにあるものを修正する方が人間は簡単だから、まあ、マネージャーもより返信がしやすくなりますね。
And I think another way it works is in my experience technical people have high levels of pride.
ちょっと待って、技術の方技術者の方は high level of pride をお持ちなんですか？プライドが高くいらっしゃるんですか？
Yeah, they're specialists. They want everything to be correct.
まあ、あの あのプライドが高いか分かんないですけど、まあその几帳面な方は多そうですよね。
So when you show them something wrong, they're like, no!
なるほど、くすぐるわけですね。そこのなんかちょっと違うみたいな、そのあのそのままにしておくのが嫌だっていう、そのモヤモヤ心をくすぐるわけですね。 You tickle.
Yeah, you tickle. Yeah,
you tickle their like prize or like the なんていうの、そのモヤモヤっていうか、その彼らがあこれは I want to correct this、yeah. みたいな、その衝動を、衝動ってなんていうんだっけ、impulse みたいな。
Yeah, motivation.
Motivation, impulse, or、yeah. you tickle.
So her, Michael's mail actually reminded me of a situation I used to have in Singapore.
Oh, Singapore, でどのようなシチュエーションがあったんですか?
Where I was in charge of marketing、uh-huh. and advertising for、uh-huh. Asia.
アジアのマーケティングとアドバタイシング。
So which meant I would have to translate a poster、uh-huh. into Japanese, Korean,、Taiwanese, mainland Chinese.
すごい、いろんな言葉に翻訳しなきゃいけなかったわけですね。
So I used to get the poster in English.、Uh-huh.And then I would write back to the designer.、Uh-huh. I would say, sorry, I need this in this, these different languages. Nothing.
Eh? How come? It's, well, it's just like, you can just translate, right?
I know, that's what I would think. And then I would write again, please, sorry, the deadline is tomorrow.、Uh-huh. And then still nothing. And then I would just do it myself.
え、結局自分で日本語や韓国語に
I would just get the translation, use a free software
ちょっと待ってよ。それを BJ が自分でやったわけ
But then I would show it to the designer saying, Hi, sorry, I didn't hear from you, so I did it myself.
あ、なるほど。
What do you think? Uh-huh, uh-huh. And they would all go, That looks terrible!
You tickle the motivation to correct it, modify it.
And then they would quickly take action.
That's, I think, happening between us as well, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what.
like, あの実はですね、この外資系裏技英語のこのね、あの iTunes、iPod、iPod じゃない、Podcast でリリースするときにですね、説明文を書くわけですよ。で、やっぱ日本語の文章私が書くんですが、やっぱりあの BJ がテルミ早く書いてくれよ、月曜日にリリースしたいんだよって言っても私はなかなか動かない時がありましてそういう時は BJ があのドラフトを作ってくれると私のリスポンスが早くなるというね I'm sorry BJ That's what I've been doing
また英語
日本語 Sorry だそれはねあの申し訳ないですね本当にねすいませんね But that'sYou are using 裏技日本語
Essentially using this 裏技日本語 It's easier, but if you're just looking in, you're looking, oh, がじゃなくて和だよ
これなら直せるみたいなのがあるんですよね、yeah. それすごいブランクのね、Excel の表が送られてくるよりも BJ が一生懸命日本語でなんか書いてくれてるやつを私が BJ ごめん遅くなってすいませんでしたっていう気持ちでね、こうようやくこう変えるというモチベーションが湧くというね、もうそれに関しては私はもうシンガポール時代のデザイナーの人のことは何も言えないですね And I know how she or he felt、mm. はい、すいません
Well, okay, but maybe emails. Thank you very much. 続きまして。
続きまして、はい。
But if emails aren't working at all,、mm-hmm. rather than just keep sending them.
そうね、イメール、どんどんどんどん早くね、返信してくれって送り続けるよりも。
Change the medium.
Change the format. コミュニケーション方法を変えましょう。
It's impossible for Michael to swing by.His desk.
そうですね。マイコさんは大阪にいるから東京にいるマネージャーのところに立ち寄るのはできません。
So it sounds very simple, but arrange a phone call.
ああ、電話しちゃえばいいんじゃないかと。Mm. ちゃんと電話出てくれますかね。Mm.
It's harder to ignore.
あ、電話を無視する方が、イメールを無視するよりは難しい。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. But maybe you need an excuse. Maybe you don't want to call them up about the project, but maybe it's something else.
そのプロジェクトのことじゃないかもしれないから。
Yeah, and then just like maybe something very easy. And then use the phrase, Oh, while I have you on the phone.
ああ、それはマイコさんが使う ?Why I'll have you on the phone?
While I have you on the phone.
Have you on the phone.
So while means, まあ、
まあ、なんとかの間っていうふうに覚えますけども、まあ、せっかく電話出ていただいてるんでっていうことですか?
And then from there, go into your 本題、your main topic。
最初から急に本題にはいかない。うん、急にそのちょっとテクニカルインプットくださいとかじゃなくて、なんか最初は簡単な挨拶とか、
yeah.
天気がいいですねとか言いながら。
Well, maybe, or maybe something very, very simple IT.
うん。
で、IT question なんですぐに答えられるような案件。
はいはいはい。そこから while I have you on the phone を使って本題に入るんですね。うん、oh, that's a very good 裏技。
Now, I do think changing the medium is important and going on the phone. I know from my experience,、
mm-hmm.
learning Japanese,、
mm-hmm.
picking up the phone and speaking another language can be daunting.Can be scary.
そうですよ。本当自分だってね、電話ってね、今の人はね、若者は特に嫌いだっていう人もいる中で、mm. ましてや自分の言葉じゃない外国語の電話を出なきゃいけないっていう時はちょっとね、結構ストレスを感じる人もいるかもしれない。
But I think that's something you should try and actually use as much as possible.
まあそうだからこそ電話っていうのはすごくエフェクティブなところもありますよね。Yeah. みんな避けようとするから。
But going back, I think Michael is facing a couple of short-term tactics, a couple of short-term urawaza to help her, but the goal is to use the long-term relationship building.
そうですよね。マイコさんには、まあ、長期的にボスとのいい関係をどんどん作っていてほしいですもんね。
Michael, hope you're listening. Please let us know how it goes.
マイコさん、ちょっとなんかだいぶ話がそれたような場面もあった気がしますけれども、お役に立ちましたでしょうか？
So thank you very, very much, Michael, for that wonderful 相談.
Michael さん、相談寄せてくださってありがとうございました。
I hope it helped. If any other 外資系裏技英語 listener has a good 裏技 that could help Michael, please send it in.
そうですね。私たちがここで挙げた以外にも、こういった方法があるよっていう裏技をご存知のリスナーの方は、ぜひ教えてください。
Yeah. We can read it out on a future episode.
ね、もう一回将来的にこれまたやってもいいですしね。
And likewise, if you have your own 外資系相談、please write to us via Twitter or Instagram at 裏技英語。
リスナーの皆さん、外資系企業で働くにあたっての質問あれば、BJ に聞きたいよという方、SNS、Twitter で、あと Instagram、@裏技英語やっております。
or 裏技 English at gmail.com。
裏技 English at gmail.com でもメールでも受け付けておりますので、ぜひぜひメッセージを寄せください。
Before we go, please come and see me and producer Ruben on November the 14th in Yokohama. Our special guest of the night.Is Bobby Judo. We're doing a stand-up comedy show in Japanese. Details are on okomediyaki.com.
Are you guys going to do stand-up comedies in Japanese?
In Japanese, yeah.
ああ、11月14日の横浜でのコメディショーでは、BJ、そして Ruben で有名な YouTuber の
Bobby Judo。
Bobby Judoの皆さんが日本語でスタンドアップコメディをされるということでご興味ある方はぜひ足を運んで Real BJ に会いに行ってください。
Please come. And then finally sign up for Cambly, our sponsor. Download Cambly on the App Store. Urawaza is the promotion code for a 15-minute free trial.
はい、そしてこの番組のスポンサーであります Cambly。いや、すごいんですよ。アプリをダウンロードしたらいつでもオンラインでネイティブの先生と会話ができるという優れものなんですけれども。プロモーションコード漢字2文字で裏技と入力いただくと無料で15分のレッスンがすぐに受けられます。
And practice the phrases like swing by their desk, super selective, while I have you on the phone. All these phrases we learn, practice.
うわー、今日出てきた swing by your desk とか while I you have
no, while I have you on the phone,
super selective、
yeah.
などなど実際に使って練習してみてください。
Yeah. Okay.Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.